This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottie along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line, covers the Saints for ESPN, also covered the Bengals at one time. So, Kat Terrell. Kat, thanks so much for joining us. I've got to ask you, you missed not covering Joe Burrow?
Well, I never covered him.
They didn't win
when I was there. So I have been called the curse by one or two people.
Well, at least one thing stayed the same. Mike Brown is cheap with his money. Now, he did pay Jamar, he did pay T, and he did pay Joe.
Well, to be fair, they did pay T. Higgins this year.
They did pay him.
And they had to pay Chase. But Trey
is still waiting. He's still passing the collection plate. I don't know how that's going to turn out. But the big difference there, because before Joe, man, they were a bad team. They were not very good at all. And looking at it, what Joe was able to bring, that confidence, that he always had at LSU. I think we certainly saw it in 2019, but he had it in 2018 too. Man, an air about him. Hey, I'm better than everybody else. Y'all might not believe it, but I believe it. And I think that's the one thing with star quarterbacks. Sometimes it's a beat of the chest, but sometimes it's just that air of confidence about them. And that's something Joe Burrow has.
Definitely. As someone who went to LSU, I got to see that firsthand. He's a game changer. Just look at what he was able to do with the Bengals as soon as they drafted him. I know there's been ups and downs with injuries and things like that, but they're always a team that I watch from afar, and I'm excited to see what they do this year and if they do end up signing Trey Hendrickson to an extension.
It's rare that you have a second round pick get like three times as many articles written about him than the first round pick. But that happened this year. And Hebert's right about this. Quarterbacks trump every other position out on the field. And I remember him telling me this like 30 something years ago. And he is absolutely right about it. The expectations for Tyler Shuck, is not just to be the backup quarterback this year and watch and learn. I think, Kat, you can say it's a wide-open position. I get that. But really, the expectations is for Tyler to be the starting quarterback.
Well, I would think just with Shuck already being an older rookie that they're going to do everything they can to get him on the field this year. I mean, just look at the contract situation. It's kind of unprecedented for all of these second-round picks to have fully guaranteed contracts, and Shuck was the last one to get a fully guaranteed contract. And, you know, now the contract's done and it's kind of like, okay, now you got to show it on the field. And I think it's going to be really fascinating to watch him and Rattler duke it out for the starting quarterback position. You know, I'm not going to say it's definitely going to be Shuck or it's definitely going to be Rattler, but I would think just the nature of where Shuck was drafted, like you said, it's got to give him a heads up. I think, you know, Rattler's got to have a heck of a training camp to beat him out, but it really will be fun to watch. You don't get to see many of these true quarterback competitions.
Well, we haven't for a long time, put it to you that way. It's been quite a few years. Going back to Kelvin Banks Jr., and I brought this up to Greg Cosell, that I always, and being around a lot of line coaches and linemen, they always bring up that the line is the very last piece of the puzzle to come together, offensive line. It's a communication part, learning what each other have to do. You look at the Saints' left side of the line, okay, you have Trevor Penning, who's never played left guard, and now you got Kelvin Banks Jr., who is a rookie tackle playing on that side. That, for me, is going to be early in the season, how well or how quickly they can gel together as a group, because we know what McCoy can do. I think Taliese Fuaga is going to be a star player at right tackle. And Cesar Ruiz, I think, is a good football player at the right guard position. But that left side, you got people who either haven't played it or haven't played it at the NFL level.
Yeah, and I think that is why Kellen Moore is doing the right thing, and that it really does seem like they tried to pick a group in OTAs and minicamp and stick with it. It almost feels like the group is set, and it really the only question is, how does Penning do when they get the pads on? And I think that will be a big question, but, you know, Trevor Penning obviously has talent. I just feel like his career has been all over the place. They never knew what to do with him. Really, this is kind of his last shot, and he does seem excited about moving to guard. So, I mean, I guess maybe he has to say that, but he did truly seem enthusiastic about it. So, you know, maybe that's what he needed, and I think that if Banks is – I thought that was a great draft pick. I thought it was smart to move him to left tackle. You put Fuaga at right tackle where he played in college. You know, the Saints have tended to draft people and then switch positions from the position they played in college, and sometimes it works out, but, you know, sometimes I think you should just stick with what worked before.
And bringing in Davin Godshaw, this is a team the last 2 years that has struggled to stop the run. They gave up almost 5 yards a pop. And we had Cam Jordan on last week. When I asked him about it, he's like, yeah, we got to do a much better job of that. And then he went on, we got to get a pass rush, everything else. But you can see, I think that has been the emphasis. And I think it's part and partial why you bring in a guy like Jonathan Bullard, who is versatile. He's played both end and tackle. But his real strength as a player has been he's good against the run, and he can run the field pretty well. For the Saints to get better on defense, they have got to be able to stop the run. And that had been something under other defenses under Dennis Allen that had really been pretty good in the past.
Yeah, and I was going to bring up Bullard. If you didn't, I think that that was a point of pride for them. You know, how many games did they go without allowing a 100-yard rusher? For so long, you know, it was the run defense is going to carry things, and that really fell off. And they got to find ways to work around that. You know, DeMario Davis, for example, is not going to magically find the fountain of youth. You know, he's not going to get any younger at 36. And so you got to look everywhere you can to figure out how you make this run defense better, you know, starting with the defensive line. That's another position I'm really interested in watching, because it feels like they have this room full of defensive tackles and so many of them. I don't even know who's going to make the roster. I mean, I think it's possible now that a couple of veterans get let go. Nathan Shepard, Colin Saunders, you know, they're not locked to make the roster anymore just by virtue of sheer numbers. And, I just think it comes down to them wanting to fix that run defense.
Kat, one of the guys last year as a rookie, I thought he struggled early on with sort of play recognition or reading a receiver's route in Kool-Aid McKinstry. Now, he came in highly touted. I know in talking to Coach Pete Jenkins, he had always told me, hey, Nick Saban really praised him for his smarts. and his ability to pick up things quickly. We saw as the season got along, he became a better player. But now, what was at one time a strength on this team has got some question marks now at the cornerback position. And Kool-Aid McKinstry now is put the spotlight on himself here as a starting outside corner.
Yeah, it's so interesting how much that room has changed in the span of a year, less than a year, honestly, once they traded Lattimore and Adebo signed with someone else. But, you know, maybe letting those guys go was partially them believing in their younger guys. With McKinstry, you know, I don't think he follows the Adebo path exactly. Adebo got thrown into the fire quicker than he did, but he did struggle, and Adebo ended up being a very solid starter for them. And, you know, I think we talk about McKinstry, like, you know, he's that lock on that side. The other side is the question in terms of who's going to be starting, I mean. And so I think he's got, you know, a really high ceiling. And you're right, everyone talks about how smart he is. And I really think that's going to serve him well with an entire season under his belt, you know, coming in knowing he's the starter and not kind of having to slide in there due to injuries, which, as everyone remembers, was quite a big problem last year all over the team.
You know, Kat, I wanted to ask you about the running back room because Alvin Kamara turns 30 in just 4 days, and then behind him you have Kendra Miller, who's a big question mark, and then you have the sixth-round pick in Devin Neal. You brought in Cam Akers this past summer on a free agent deal. Just, it feels like a room that's ripe for competition, as many positions on the Saints roster are, but really, really looking to see how that kind of room develops behind Alvin Kamara, who we still know has plenty left in the tank.
Yeah, I totally agree. I do think part of that is going to go back to what we're talking about with the offensive line. Can they gel quickly, and can they help these running backs out? But in terms of competition, it's an interesting one because we don't really know what to expect from Kendra Miller. He's a guy that I feel like got on Dennis Allen's bad side right away. When he called him out in training camp, I believe, and it never really felt like never felt like he got a fair shot. I don't know if that's the right term, but I did feel like, you know, they didn't quite believe in him. And so, you know, Kellen Moore made a point to say it's a blank slate for everybody. And I think that's going to be really good for Kendra Miller. I think that, you know, he could possibly really thrive with a blank slate, a new coaching staff. But I am really interested to see what they have in him. And then you mentioned Devin Neal. That's another guy I'm going to be watching a lot when training camp starts tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Kat, one of the guys, he's on the all-potential team, and we see flashes of it. Juwan Johnson, as a flex tight end. He's never going to be a great blocker. That's not why you got him here. It's his ability to catch the football and to get open downfield. I think he is at a critical time in his career here because I think Kellen Moore wants to feed the football to the tight end. And for a young quarterback, that's the security blanket. When you're getting pressure, either get the ball out to the back or to the tight end and try to have him gain some yards for you. a critical season here for Juwan Johnson. And you know as well as anybody, just like me, anytime somebody gets cut or released, the Saints got to sign him. For the last 3 days, I've been hearing nothing about Noah Fant, who got cut loose by Seattle. So your thoughts on Juwan Johnson and that he has flashed it at times, the potential as a really good receiver. It's just the consistency level has not been there for him.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it was, I might be wrong. Sometimes they do blur together. I think it was two training camps ago that I remember, Derek Carr was just going to Juwan Johnson constantly, and you thought, okay, these two are going to have a real connection, and Juwan is going to have a huge year. I was coming off that 7-touchdown season, and that really didn't happen. He did put up career-high receiving yards last year with 548, but, the touchdowns are basically the same. Three last year, four the year before. He really hasn't gotten back to those heights of, 2022. And it is kind of critical because in this particular tight end room, there's so much opportunity to be had. You don't know what's happening with Taysom. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts the year on PUP. I don't know what's happening with Foster. He also, had that knee injury at the end of the season, so he might not be ready to start the season. Excuse me. And there's a bunch of young guys that can compete for a third or maybe fourth spot if Foster stays on the roster and Taysom goes to PUP. So there's going to be opportunity to be had.
I think for any young coach, you got to win the special teams part of the game. And I know Phil Galliano has been here, understands that particular part. But even more so this year, the Saints won't say it, but hey, we don't work there. So this is a rebuilding year. It's the start of it, of rebuilding this roster. But for them to eke out some wins more than what's expected, it can't be a draw on special teams. You got to be able to win those areas in the kicking game, punting game, return game, whatever, coverage units. I think that for Kellen Moore may be a big point of interest for him, understanding that, okay, he left the Eagles. They got talent all over the place. He don't have the Eagles talent here. So to supplement some of that, you got to be able to win on special teams.
Yeah, and they've been really good at that under, Darren Rizzi, and Galliano kind of learned from one of the best, right? So you would expect there wouldn't be a drop-off, but it doesn't always work that way. I'll say I think that both of their kickers are very talented. Groupie should have the, edge on this competition after being the starter last year, but Charlie Smith is incredibly talented too. They can kick 65-yard field goals. The thing I'm interested in with special teams is what does the return game look like and how much do they use Shaheed? Are they worried about him getting hurt or, do they turn him loose again this year? And, what can he do with that this year if there's no, fear of a recurrence of the knee injury or anything?
Yeah, Kat, what you brought up, I talked to Deuce about, and he seems to think it may be a limited role in the return game for Rashid Shaheed, that they will try to look for somebody else that could maybe give you that. Now, your first thought would be maybe Taysom Hill, but you probably won't have him for the early part of the season, or who knows when Taysom will be able to come back.
Yeah, we'll learn more about Taysom tomorrow, I think, but they really haven't said much about it. And he injured his knee in December, and we've only seen him at one practice. Foster hasn't practiced, but he has been there. I don't know if that means that Foster is ahead of Taysom despite getting injured later, but it does kind of feel that way. So I think Taysom's such a wild card as to when he'll come back and honestly what he'll look like when he does. I was talking about Demario Davis and his age. Taysom isn't young anymore either. So not to be negative, but there are a lot of questions, and I'm definitely excited to try to help answer some of them when training camp opens this week.
Everybody we've had on, I think, all has agreed on this, so I'll ask you also. To me, I know they won't have Tristan Wirfs for the first few games of the season due to the knee surgery that he recently had. But to me, because of the stability at quarterback with Baker Mayfield, the Bucs are still the team to beat in the NFC South.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think they are.
I think the big wild card is Carolina. Which one is real? The one that we saw was lousy early in the season, or the one that finished really playing some good football?
Well, that all comes down to the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
I think that you have to be pretty impressed with how Bryce Young handled everything. I mean, he got benched. Everyone wrote him off. And then I thought he played well to end the season. So if he takes that and starts, you know, an upward climb after what happened last season, then, yeah, that changes everything for the Panthers. But until they answer that question, I do think that it's the Bucs' division to lose. And then the Falcons are also kind of a wild card. I think it's a very, very important year for Terry Fontenot, and I don't really quite know what to expect from them.
They are the ultimate wild card, and we could say that almost of the last 5 or 6 years with the Falcons. Kat, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights.
Thanks for having me on, and I'll see you soon at training camp.
We'll do it. Catherine Terrell covers the New Orleans Saints for ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.